day, He washed it white as snow. Aren't you glad tonight? Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you tonight, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for giving us another privilege to come into your presence, O Lord. We are free tonight, O God, for you paid it all, O God, and we owe our lives to you tonight. We thank you, Lord, for the blood of Jesus Christ, all that is there cleansing us constantly day and night. We humbly ask tonight, may you come and please grace us, Lord, with your presence. May you speak to our hearts, O God, for you know what we have need of tonight. We want to remember our precious pastor. We want to claim his healing tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, for hearing our humble prayer in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. It's good to be back in the house of the Lord. All things work together for good. To them that love the Lord, I find myself in this place tonight. You can't run from God. God bless you, Brother Tom. Amen. I just, that's a little thought that the Lord laid on my heart. I just wanted to give a little exhortation just to encourage our hearts. Hallelujah. If it burns you tonight, that's all right. Amen. We're in the house of the Lord. May we turn our Bible to the book of St. John chapter 14. We just want to read one verse, verse 6. John 14:6. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And to read thus. Hallelujah. Jesus said unto him, speaking to Thomas, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. May the Lord add blessings to the reading of the word and may be seated. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I just want us to look at a little thought tonight. Jesus Christ is the only way. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. You know, today in the world today, there are so many religions. We live in the most religious age. And everybody have some form of idea of how to get to God, how to get to heaven. Blessed be the name of the Lord. But we know according to the word of God that Jesus Christ is the only way. Amen. He is the only propitiation between God and man. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We see in the beginning when man fell, when man sinned, man got separated from the presence of God. Amen. But God, rich in mercy, took the form of man, came down and bridged that gap, made a way back to God. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. All the ways and all the religions I declare tonight are false. There's only one true way, and that is Jesus Christ. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. In the message, To Whom Shall We Go, Brother Branham was giving, illustrating a parable that the Lord Jesus spoke of when he spoke about a king that had a wedding feast, a wedding supper, and he invited so many people. But at the time this king came out to grace the occasion, he noticed a fellow in there that wasn't dressed right. He had on strange clothes. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So I'm going to read a little bit what the prophet said because he demonstrated better. He said here, and the king said to this fellow friend, why are you here without a wedding garment? The question was asked, why did you come without a wedding garment? He said, and did you notice the Bible said that he was speechless? He had no excuse. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. He said, now what happened to this man? What happened? He was speechless because he had climbed in at a window and come in a side door or come in some other way besides the provider way for him. And he had missed the robe. Now the prophet said in the Eastern culture, they had like when someone is having a wedding feast, when you get to the door where the porter is, Everybody got dressed in the same role. So whether you were wealthy, you were middle class, or you were poor, it didn't make a difference. Because everybody had the same garment on. So this fellow, somehow he got in this wedding feast without no garment. He came some other way. This is what the prophet was talking about. Hallelujah. He said he was speechless because he had climbed in at a window, or come in a side door, or come in some other way besides the provided way for him, and he missed the robe. You see, the key here was the robe. The robe was what identified you as a guest, and he missed the robe. The prophet said, that's the way it'll be at the day of judgment. There is other ways. There is ways of church. There is ways of creeds. There is ways of different things. But Jesus said, I am that way. In John 10, he said, I am the door to the sheepfold. And people today, just as they was then, they just refuse to take that way. They want their own way. They think it's just as good. God has a provider way. But people today are refusing God's provider way. They just want to do their own thing. And in their minds, they are thinking whatever way they take is just as good. Sometimes people, I'm qualified as being good. I'm a good person. So because I'm a good person, I'm going to go to heaven. They put their own definition to the thing. Some people say, I go to church. I'm a Baptist, I'm a Pentecost, I'm a Catholic, and so because I'm religious, that's good enough. That's their own definition they are putting to the Word of God. The prophet said, do not judge God by your feeling, because God has a provided way. And God's provided way is Jesus Christ. Because we see that when man fell, God made a way of escape through Jesus Christ. He was the Lamb of God. A perfect lamb that took away the sin of the world. So in order to come into God's way, you have to come through Jesus Christ, for he is the only provider way of God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Jesus Christ is the only way. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The prophet said here, now we must remember that he is the way. And if you are in Christ, you come in Christ by being born into Christ. Now there's no need of telling the people the way and what is the way unless you tell them how to get into it. Now you are born into Christ. You become a part of him. You become a new creature or a new creation when you are born in the kingdom of God. You become a part of Christ. Now to get in that way, you have to be identified with Christ. That is God's provider way. That's why when we look at all other religions, we see that they are false. They've missed the mark because Jesus said, I am the way. If we look in St. John chapter 10, verse 9, blessed be the name of the Lord. Jesus said, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. He is the only way to salvation. The only way back to your eternal inheritance is through Jesus Christ. It's not through the church. It's not through being religious. It's through Jesus Christ. For he is the only way. He is God's provider way. The Bible said there's no name whereby man can be saved except the name of Jesus Christ. That is God's provider way. Jesus Christ is the only way. Religion will not cut it. Being good will not cut it. You must be identified with God provided sacrifice. That is the only way. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. The prophet said, when I was born in the Branham family, I become a Branham by birth. That's the way you become a part of Christ. And the way you get in the way, hallelujah, is by new birth. That's right. That's how you get in the way. And when Jesus said, I am the way, we could stay a long time on that. He said, but the next thing is, he's not only the way, he is the truth. Hallelujah. He said, there's nothing or nobody else has the truth but him. He doesn't just have the truth, but he is the truth. He is the word of God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father except through me. There is only one mediator between God and man. That's the man, Christ Jesus. He's the only way to heaven. Everybody wants to go to heaven. But people are trying to work their way to heaven. But God has a provided way. The Bible says, it is not the will of God that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance, because God has a provided way. When Christ died, the prophet said, all sin was expelled when Christ died. Your sins were forgiven. My sins were forgiven. But a pardon is only a pardon as accepted if you accept it. Now God has given men a free moral agency. Man is a free moral agent. You have a choice. It's up to you to accept it or reject it. Now let's see how predestination come in. Let's take for example. We have the water fountain over there. Now the only person or the only people that are going to go to that water fountain to get some water to drink are those that are thirsting for water. If you have a thirst, then you're going to go over to the water fountain. But it's there for everyone. But the only people that will be attracted to that fountain are those that have the thirst. That is predestination. God being God, he has a foreknowledge. So God looked down through time and he see all those that were thirsting for him. Because the lamb was slain before the foundation of the world. For everybody. But man is a free moral agent. It's not by force. So God being God, he knows the end from the beginning. So he looked through time and he seen all those that would be thirsting for this pardon. All those that will accept this pardon. The prophet says, so to catch those who would, he could predestinate. And the only ones that will a thirst for this pardon are those that were a part of God. Those that have the gene of God. Because the word attracts the word. So if that gene was in there, that gene will go after the word. Even though the water fountain is there, but the only people that will be attracted to that fountain are those that have the thirst. So God looked down through time and he saw all those that had the thirst so he could predestinate them. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So we see in life there are two classes of people. If we go back to Genesis, the seed chapter, we see there were two classes of people. Serpent seed and the seed of God. Because they were twins. After man fell, the devil injected his seed into the human race. When we see Cain and Abel, they both brought sacrifices. But Abel had sacrificed by revelation, the blood, so he killed the lamb. So when Cain came in contact with God, God told him what was the right way. If you do it as your brother did, you will be accepted also. So why didn't he do what his brother did? Because there was nothing on the inside. Now, if you trace the lineage up to today, there are two lineages. There are two types of people. One is the seed of God and another serpent seed. The prophet said, in non-seed, there is no quickening. Blessed be the name of the Lord. People try to find their own way.
See, some people are satisfied with religion. Some people are happy to go to church. But those that heart the gin of God will not rest until they get to Christ. Because there is something on the inside that is longing for life. You are a Christian because you were a part of God before there was a speck of light. So God came down to redeem those that were his. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Jesus Christ is the only way. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. He is the truth. There's nothing or nobody else that has the truth but him. The prophet said, oh, I know we got religionists today. Go about and say, well, now we are the truth. Everybody's claiming to have truth. We got the truth. We go to one church to say we have the truth. We go to another church to say our creeds, we got the truth. Go to another one, we got the catechism of old. We got the truth. Everybody's claiming the truth. But Jesus said he was the truth. So you cannot have truth till you have Jesus. How do you get him? By being born again. But you can't have truth till you have Jesus. For he is the truth. It goes beyond church. Hallelujah. 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 He said you can't have or be in the way until you are in Jesus. How do you get into him? By one spirit. We are all baptized into one body. Then you are in Jesus. Then you are in the way. Then you are in the truth. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth. He says, and another thing, the third thing, Jesus, we have come to him. He's the only light there is. We see in the dark ages, man got away from the light, the true light. But God promised in Malachi to send us that anointing of Elijah. To turn the children's hearts back to the faith, the light. Amen. He is the light. The word for your days, the fullness of the word is Christ. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He's the only light there is. That's right. Oh, we want to differ with that. But it's true, the prophet said. Jesus is the only light there is. You say, I'm a Raphaelite, Carmelite. Whatever you might be, it's a false light. Any light apart from the message of Malachi 4 is a false light. Because God has come down and identified himself with this word. Everybody's claiming to have light. Hallelujah. Jesus is the only light there is. Hallelujah. He said, whatever you might be, it's a false light. You might be in a Raphaelite church. You might be in a Carmelite church or some other light church. But until you get in Jesus, you are not in the light. You are still in darkness. The Bible says anyone that doesn't speak according to the word is in darkness. The manifest, the word. The word is God. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. He said you don't have light till you come to him. For he is the way, the truth. And the light, and the only way to God. The only way to God is through Jesus Christ. You have to be identified with Christ. Because he was the Lamb of God that was slain, and he took away the sin of the world. So you have to be identified with the sacrifice to be accepted by God. Hallelujah. The song says, the scripture says, we walk in the light as he is in the light. We don't walk in the light as we think we should, as we think what our definition, what we think the light is. We walk in the light as he is in the light, for he is the light. And the blood of Jesus cleanses us from all sin. If you walk in the light as he's in the light, then the blood of Jesus cleanses you from all sin. Hallelujah. He is the only light, the only true light. The only true manifested light is Jesus Christ. He said we have Mormon light. We have Methodist light. We have Baptist light. We have Pentecostal light. We have all kinds of lights. But Jesus is the true light. He's the only light. We are the children. If we are born again, we are the children of the day. Condition. We are not children because we come to church. We are not children because we claim to be bride. He said, but we are children if we are born again. Jesus is the only way. Everyone wants to go to heaven. Everybody. Nobody wants to die. Even the sinner on the street, even the guy who's an atheist, you ask, no, everybody wants to live. Let's bring it to the natural. What's the most important thing in the natural is your health. Health is identified with life. Nobody wants to die. That's why health insurance is very important in the natural. No matter what you have, what you do, if you do not have good health, it doesn't mean anything. That's the natural because it's connected to life. That's why life insurance and all these things are so expensive. It's very important because it's connected to life. Now bring that to the spiritual. If you want spiritual health insurance, let's put it that way, then you need Jesus Christ. For he's the only health insurance. Hallelujah. He's the only way. He's the only way. Let me read this quote again. I read it the last time I preached. The prophet said, to be a Christian, you have to be in Christ. It's the life of Christ that comes into you that makes you like Christ. That word Christian means to be like Christ. So in order for you to be like Christ, the Spirit of Christ has to come into you to make you like Christ. So you have to be in Christ. And the only way, there's only one way, the prophet said, there's only one way you get into Christ. And that's not through creeds or through churches, but through the baptism of the Holy Spirit. You have to be born again. He said, and when you are born again, then we are in Christ. If you are in Christ, you are in the way, for he is the way. God's provided way. Jesus is the only way. Whether people like it or not, that is God's provided way. Whether people can argue and do whatever. Bottom line, he is the way. So in order to get to heaven, we have to come in the way. And how do we get in the way? By the baptism of the Holy Ghost. That's how you become a Christian. There's no other way. That is God's provided way. Jesus Christ is the only way. Jesus Christ is the only way. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. That's why Jesus told his disciples in John 14. He said, it's expedient for you that I go. Because you see, the fullness of the Godhead, the fullness of the Spirit of God was dwelling in him bodily. The disciples were with Jesus, but they were not yet in the way. They walked with him 3.5 years, but they were not yet in the way. They were still flesh. That which is born of flesh is flesh. So he told them in John 14, it's expedient for me, for you, it's important for you that I go. Because when I go, then the Comforter will come. The life will come into you. Then you will get in the way. He said, when I be lifted up, when the Son of Man is lifted up, he will draw all men unto him. So after Christ died and that blood was released, the life, the blood cell was broken, the life was released. And that life that was released came on Pentecost and got into the believers to identify them with the sacrifice. Then they got in the way to heaven, the way of eternal life. Their life was restored. Man lost his way in the garden. So God came and made a way to restore man back. But in order for you to get your restoration, it comes through Christ. There's no other way. I don't care what anyone says, what doctor or what prophet or whatever. Jesus Christ is the only way. So you see how Satan has deceived people out there. Millions of people are so sincere, but they are sincerely wrong. Because God has only one provided way. Jesus Christ is the only way. How many are glad to be a Christian tonight? To be in the way. So many people are rejecting it. People have their own ideas. They want to serve God the way they want. But God has a provided way. If you want to get into God's heaven, there's only one way to get there, and that's through Jesus Christ. For he is the only way. I want to encourage the church tonight, stay in the way. Walk in the light as he is in the light. You see, we walk as individual. When God has called you to the way, this way, then you must walk in this way, the way he's called you. Don't worry about the next person. You walk with Christ. The Bible says, Enoch walked with God. You walk with Jesus the way he's called you. We are all different. We all have different temperaments. A lot of times we like to look at each other. We like to compare our lives. Don't do that. When the disciples were arguing, I think he mentioned something about this one's going to stay alive and see my coming. Then they started quarreling, you know, about it. It's almost like he's not being fair or something. I'm just paraphrasing. Then he said, what is that to thee? Follow thou me. You'll be sincere with yourself. God has called you as an individual, and you follow Christ. We pray for each other. We encourage each other, but we walk alone with God. You as an individual son and daughter of God has equal right like the next brother or sister. When you call on the name of the Lord, God will hear your prayer just like he heard the prayer of the prophet. Because you are a son and daughter of God. So you walk with Jesus. He is your father. You don't need to go through no one else. For he is the way. And he has elected you into this way. So you walk in the light now as he is in the light. I come to the garden alone, the order said, whilst the dew is still on the roses. And the voice I, the individual, hear that's ringing on my ear, the Son of God, discloses and he walks with me. And he talks with me. It's you and God. You need to get to the place to recognize that God is your father individually. God is not your father through someone else. He is your father directly. So you walk with him as he called you. He called you. Amen. The preacher never called you. God called you. Hallelujah. He may use someone to speak the word, yes. But it's him that's using that vessel. He calls you. Yes. I'm not the one speaking tonight. He's speaking to you. Yes. So you walk with Jesus, for he is the way. Yes. But you need to come in the way if you haven't done so. By the baptism of the Holy Ghost. We go to Acts 2. Those men asked, men and brethren, what must we do to be saved? In other words, what must we do to get in this way? Peter said, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Then he will bring you in the way. That's why God sent his anointing. To bring us back to the way. Who back? The children. This message came to call the children, see his election. God looked down through time and he see that who would and who would not. So he could predestinate those that had the seed. So he sent this anointing of Malachi 4 to bring those children back to the way. The original word. The word is Jesus Christ. So you walk in the light as he is in the light. And the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin. The prophet said God has a blood sacrifice there that is cleansing us constantly, day and night. God got you covered. When the enemy comes and starts condemning you because you're making mistakes, the blood sacrifice is cleansing you. Remember that. He's the high priest. He's a high priest now for you and me. He's the high priest now, right now, that's making intercession right now for you and me, day and night. He's making intercession for his elect. Hallelujah. So have confidence. Walk in the light as he is in the light. Walk with Jesus because he is your father. He is the only way. Anyone who wants to go to heaven has to come this way. This is God's provided way. This is beyond religion. It's beyond going to church. You're not only a Christian when you come to church. You are the church. When you're sleeping at night, you are the church. The Spirit of God is dwelling in the temple. When you're walking on the street, you are the church. The blood of Jesus Christ got you covered. He is the way. And we are in the way by election, by the grace of God. So walk in the light. Let us walk in the light as he is in the light. Walk in the light. Walk in the light freely. Live in the light. Sleep in the light. Pray in the light. Eat in the light. What we do all in the name of Jesus. For he is the light. He is the way. He is the truth. The fullness of the word. That's the message of Malachi 4. The truth. This is the original word. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Just a simple thought. I know I was all over the place, but he is the way. Don't be afraid. Last time we spoke, don't be scared of nothing. Just walk in the light. You have power in your mouth. The angel of the Lord is with you. A lot of times we get afraid and we worry about things because we fail to recognize these things. But we are supernatural people. That's the word of God. Amen. Musicians, please come. Jesus Christ is the only way. He is the light. He is the truth. Walk in the light. Stay in the light. Walk in the way. Blessed be the name of the Lord. May we bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we thank you tonight, Lord, for speaking to our hearts. For you are the only way. There's no other way to heaven but through you. May you help us, Lord, to walk in the way, to walk in the light, for you are the light. Oh, God, you are the truth. We're in the truth. Help us, oh, God, to walk in you, Lord, to be a part of you. We know there's only one way to get in you, Lord, that's by the baptism of the Holy Ghost. If there's anyone here tonight, Lord, that is not in that place, we pray, oh, God, that you will pour out your Holy Spirit. Peter said to repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sin, and we shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. You are faithful, Lord. Father, we'll stay in the light. We'll walk in the light as you are in the light. For you have placed us in this light. You elected us to this light. That's why we're in this light. Give us confidence, oh God. Let us keep walking in the light. There's so many things out there. So many people, so many religions, so many churches claiming to be in the light or be the light. But we know that you are in the light. You are the light according to the word. Father, help us to stay in the light, to stay in your word, Lord, to walk in this light as you are in the light. Teach us, Lord, to walk in the light, to live in the light, to be the light. For we are the light of the world. Mrs. Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you, Lord, that you've ordained us as sons and daughters of God. That's who we are tonight. Help us, oh God. We may not be yet what we ought to be, but we are not what we used to be. God, you are walking with us day by day. You say you will never leave us. You will never forsake us. Help us, oh God, to be faithful, to look up to you for everything, to not be distracted by anything. Keep us in the light, Lord, as you are in the light. For you are the only way, the light, the truth. You are the life. Bless us, oh God. Be with those that couldn't make it wherever your children are. Oh God, may the angel of the Lord cover them. May you cover your people in the blood of Jesus. We want to thank you for healing our pastor. No matter what the enemy throws at him, he's a defeated foe. For we are more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. The prophet said nothing will interrupt the program of God. For we are bound to arrive, Lord. We are bound to arrive because you ordained it so. Nothing can change it. Nothing can stop us. May you keep us in the light. We love you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for speaking to our hearts tonight. May you take these words, oh God. May the Spirit please quicken into our hearts. Give us confidence, Lord. Remind us each and every day of our life to walk in the light, to stay in the truth, to stay in the light. Thank you, Father, for hearing our humble prayer. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. May we stand, please. We walk in the light. Let's sing it together. Beautiful light, come where the dew drops of mercy are bright. Shine all around us. Hallelujah. By day, by night. Jesus, the light of the world. We'll walk, Brother Mark, in the light. Beautiful light, come where the dewdrops of mercy are bright. Brother Mark, shine all around us by day.